Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I'd like to welcome you to the Tuesday night More Heart Than Talent Mindset Call. It is my absolute privilege and pleasure to be your host this evening. So welcome, welcome, welcome. I am not periscoping tonight. I do occasionally do periscope or use periscope as a tool. Tonight will not be the case. For all of you who are brand new to the call, my name is Jeffrey Combs. I'm the president and founder of a corporation called Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated, a 19-year-old corporation of personal development, self-improvement, coaching, internet marketing, real estate skills, and a whole host of other situations to improve the quality of your mindset, your lifestyle, and the people in your circle of influence. I've been hosting this call for 19 years and have had exceptional guests from many, many walks of life. Just recently, I had Don Ferrantino who absolutely crushed this call. That call is available on playback on podomatic.com. And there's many of you who are on tonight's call have actually been guest speakers on my call and will be guest speakers later in the year. Alexis Romano, Jennifer Corliss Trinkner, many of you women who have absolutely crushed free enterprise in the last 5-plus years. So all of you on tonight's call that are experiencing tremendous results, congratulations. I unequivocally have my hat off to you for what you're doing for yourself, people in your circle of influence, free enterprise in general. We are one. We are very innate. We come together for common causes, coming together for a common cause of like-mindedness, which equals a mastermind alliance. I'm going to cover a few quick announcements and move into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. By popular demand, I will be reintroducing the live prospecting clinic. I have had many, many people request that I bring that back. It was a 4-week live conference call where I did live dials for 4 consecutive weeks at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I created a Facebook page specifically for the people who purchased that product. I will be re-releasing that product in about 4 weeks with added benefits, features, scripts, and additional tools to enhance your ability to connect, collaborate, qualify people for your time, be able to market your benefits and features, and feel extremely relaxed and comfortable as you begin to bring yourself into free enterprise. And that I will assist you to take a lot of the anxiety away from the process. Those calls are recorded and will be available to you in the group. You can still purchase that product for $97 on my website at goldenmastermind.com. This Saturday, I'll be in one of my favorite restaurant and sports cities, Chicago, Illinois. I want to thank my new friend, Angelica Atondo, who will also be promoting my event with Gerard Toffola this Saturday. So I've just created a great connection. Angelica is going to be a guest speaker in my call. She is also a published author and an empowerer of women, especially in the Spanish market, and she has a tremendous Facebook and social media presence. Angelica is going to be sharing the stage with me this Saturday in Chicago. Next Saturday, it will be one of the most beautiful small cities in the United States, Bozeman, Montana. That event is sold out. April 23rd, St. Louis. April 30th, Norwalk, Connecticut. May 14th, Long Island, New York. And some of these East Coast cities, I'll be sharing the stage with Don Ferrantino. May 21st, Mr. Joe DiBianca, my exceptional friend and compadre, will be hosting me in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. June 4th, Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you, Ryan Graham, for stepping to the plate for the first time and hosting an event. And June 18th, White Plains, New York, Chrissy Napolitano will be my host with Joy Schoenholtz. So it's going to be a fabulous summer. I know that many of you are looking forward to your company events, rallies, conventions, vacations. But here we are. We're in the first month of the second quarter, 2016. Now is the time to unequivocally take yourself and your game to the next level. I'm going to deliver content tonight. We'll give you a better understanding of the cause and the effect of why you do what you do so you can be much more effective in your emotional body, in your emotional being, and you're not overwhelmed in anxiety. Now, the topic for my tonight's call is letting go of the anxiety of success. Even though it sounds contradictory, we shouldn't have any anxiety about succeeding. However, a great deal of society gets overwhelmed with the possibility, the thought, the benefit, the feature of becoming, being, and staying successful. If you have anxiety about an outcome, if you tend to be and stay overwhelmed, your body will secrete a biochemical. It starts off as serotonin, dopamine, drops to the bottom of the elevator as cortisol, keeps you in a state of fight or flight. Now, many people, when it comes to success, they crave success, they desire success, but in that same situation, they contradict success by avoiding it. If you have anxiety about keeping success, holding success, how you're going to keep a hold of it, there's a high probability that you get overwhelmed and you approach and avoid. Now, if you live in this syndrome of approach and avoid, it means you get ready to get ready, you have anxiety about an outcome, and you overwhelm yourself, then you end up with the refrigerator, the bar, the liquor cabinet, happy hour, or you go shopping, you go online, you're on social media, or any situation to avoid a story that is not real. As you begin to have a better understanding of why you do what you do, as you get clear on your clearly defined short-term goals, as you begin to let go of the control that has you out of control, as you have a better understanding of what goes on in your emotional body, and you begin to get real, genuine, and authentic with yourself on what your real purpose is. Your purpose, even though many of you say, well, my purpose is to help people, that's great. That could be one of your components. But you also better have a clearly defined goal about why you're in business. If you own a business, you must be clear that that business will not give you freedom until you are free of your anxieties. If you are overwhelmed, if you're in anger, hate, resentment, guilt, shame, anger, resentment, or overwhelmed neurologically, there's a high probability that you will spend your time procrastinating. The Latin version of procrastination is to avoid. And if you spend your time avoiding rather than producing, then there's a high probability that you will feel guilty. And if you're guilty when you're relaxing, when you should be producing, then it's non-productive. And the more you understand why you do what you do, then you can begin to let go. Letting go are the two most complicated words of simplicity in the English language. Letting go is not complicated. Letting go of your anxiety and control is typically challenging for most people, especially if you spend a great deal of your life in control. Control and letting go have to meet together in the middle so you can let go of the control that keeps you anxious. Anxiety is a neurochemical condition that is a behavior. Anxiety is not fear. Fear is a separate energy. When you're in anxiety, you're transmuting your energy from a very low level of transmutational energy, somewhere between 25 cycles to about 150 cycles a second. You'll attract your reality, people, and situations to fulfill your feelings of low self-esteem when you're overwhelmed or in anxiety. Success is not difficult. Success is new for many of you. Many of you had success in other endeavors. You may have had success as an educator, success as a job, success as a parent, but you have experienced success in some or many levels. But if you have anxiety about success as you change your identity, then you've created a neurochemical spot to get overwhelmed. When you're overwhelmed, you affect your adrenal system, your immune system, and your lymphatic system. And a common cause of adrenal fatigue is a direct reflection of how you're in control. And if you're in control, you're trying to control an outcome that has not happened, typically which leads to a series of stories that overwhelm yourself. One of the most common stories that gets perpetuated in a relatively new venture in free enterprise is the friends and family syndrome. What are my friends or family going to think? Well, let's evaluate who your friends and family are. Most of your friends and family are also overwhelmed. Typically, they're overwhelmed financially. Many of them have a mortgage they don't understand. They're paying more in interest than they're paying on their principal. Many of them have college loan debt either for themselves or their children, and they're paying 8% on a front-loaded college loan. Many of them have credit card debt. Now, these are the people you're worried about. Worry has no value. If a situation has no value, then you shouldn't be engaged in it. Worry is a future tense control mechanism to keep you overwhelmed. And if you grew up with worry in your household, that doesn't mean that you're going to autonomically be a worrier. But if you grew up with a mother that worried and a mother that passed that inherent anxiety on to you, then there's a high probability that you will do the same thing because of this term, monkey see, monkey do. The 100th monkey theory means through osmosis, a large percent of what the way you learn, it comes from the 20,000 meals with the wrong financial planners. A lot of your inherent innate knowledge comes from what you learned as you were conditioned to behave in your circle of influence, your family, your circle of influence, the people you grew up with. And many of you don't want to leave that tribe. You do, but you don't, and you want to leave that tribe, but you don't because you're afraid that you'll feel guilty or someone might get upset if you succeed. There's a lot of reasons that people avoid success. One of the number one reasons that people avoid being successful is their anxiety about the responsibility of success. Success is an identity and success is a habit. Success is a mindset. Success also contradicts your struggle. If you've struggled a large percent of your life and you spend a lot of your life just getting by and you romance success, you want to be successful, you want to move to a bigger house, a different city, you want to move to a different location, there's situations you want to do in your life, but you have anxiety about success, well then typically what you'll tell yourself is you're avoiding failure. Many people use failure as an excuse the way they use success as an excuse, meaning I don't want to fail. Well, instead of failing, you want to learn the skills of success. Many people spend more time being overwhelmed about the possibility of succeeding than they do learning the skills of success. The skills, habits, and mindset of an entrepreneur in free enterprise are learned one day at a time through simple, relaxed discipline, specifically if you own a business in your home, from the comfort of your home in an isolated area. An isolated area means you learn to dedicate blocks of time to certain skills in a very relaxed body. A relaxed body sends a very clear message. A body that is in overwhelm sends a mixed message. So if you're about to engage with someone and you have anxiety about the outcome, you are already sending a mixed message. The message that you send is mixed is typically something like this. Please take a look at my business. Don't join me so I can stay disappointed so I don't have to be responsible for your success. Now, all of that is a story. Very little to any of that is fact. Most of that is fiction. It's a story that you create to avoid being successful. Success is a responsibility, the ability to respond. Responsibility is a reflex. The more you relax in your emotional body, the clearer your message. The more you relax in your emotional body, your brain sends a different signal. As you become one with, as you let go of the mind-body connections that no longer serve your identity, then you are you and you are free. As you begin to free yourself from your past and free yourself from your brain that doesn't serve you, as you start to become one with who you are, as you start to develop your purpose, as you start to have clearly defined short-term goals that have meaning to you. Now, our brain will take events and create a meaning out of it. And depending on how you are at filtering the events, it will determine your meaning. And your personality is going to be a direct reflection of your personal responsibilities, how you respond to situations. And so your personal perception also becomes your reality. When perception is reality that overwhelms you, then you're going to be neurochemically addicted to a set of feelings that keep you avoiding success so you don't have to be responsible. Success is a responsibility. It's a different responsibility than if you've had a job. Now, jobs will pay you what jobs are worth. Unfortunately, most jobs don't pay very well, and most jobs don't compensate you for the value of what you're worth. A job will compensate you for the value of the time or the value of the job. But your value, as you begin to create more value in free enterprise through your service, through your intellectual property, through your ability to connect, through your ability to write, and as you begin to develop skills that are monetizable, people begin to see your value and they want to take advantage of it. One of my clients and good friends, Scott Aaron, I've watched him really start to transform in the last few months. Scott has found a real niche in social media. Scott is reinventing himself. Scott is very good friends with one of my very good friends and another exceptional entrepreneur, Joe DiBianca. In Philadelphia, those two have been exceptional entrepreneurs, specifically in the fitness industry. I've watched both of them in the last 5 years, specifically in the last 2 years, begin to reinvent themselves. I could say the same situation about Alexis Romano, Jennifer Trinkner, and Dawn Ferrantino. Three women are all on this call tonight. I could say the same thing about Jamie Marabito. I've watched many of you reinvent yourself and transform in a relatively short period of time. But success must be embraced. I've seen Jeff and Debbie Beebe, other exceptional clients and friends of mine, in less than 3 years completely transform themselves. I remember when I met Debbie Beebe 3 years ago in San Diego. Well, she had had success in the fitness industry, but she had engaged in a new industry called direct marketing, network marketing, direct sales. It's not difficult, it's new, but if your brain takes a picture of an event and says, this is difficult, then the brain will send a signal to avoid. As you let go of your anxiety about an outcome, then you can engage. You can engage people, but most importantly, you have to engage yourself. Your higher self wants out of control. Your higher self wants you to be spiritual. Your higher self wants you to be prosperous. Your higher self knows that you require reciprocity. That's fanfare for the common man. That means you deliver the goods to the good from your goodness. And when you're able to transcend from your anxiety and your addicted emotional body, and you begin to step into the present, and you begin to send a very clear message. As you start to come from that higher power, that goodness, that spirituality, that place that you know, that no state, then you don't live in doubt. If you live in doubt, then you'll avoid learning the skills of success because of the story you tell yourself. And if you stay in that emotionally addicted state, that's what leads to disappointment. Disappointment has its roots in guilt. Guilt and shame, and then resentment. When you live in these type of energies, you have a very low transmutational energy attracting to your reality people and situation to fulfill your disappointment. As you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape those feelings, you now begin to be you, and you begin to be free. You're free of the past as you separate your feelings from the events. So once again, your brain has taken a picture. It's a photograph in your subliminal. Your brain creates a meaning out of an event. But if you're someone who can adapt and adjust to the situation and you don't personalize it or you don't create sensitivity and defensiveness, then you can recreate and reinvent yourself relatively quickly. And when you're able to let go of the control that keeps you overwhelmed, when you're able to let go of that relatively quickly and you live the human factor, there's no such situation as 100%. You're not going to be positive 100% of the time. You're not going to be spiritual 100% of the time. And you're also not going to be addicted 100% of the time. So that means you're going to have space in this universe to have feelings. And the more you tap into your feelings and you let go of thinking, now your left brain is your analytical egoic mind, and your left brain is how you resolve problems. But your right brain is also how you're creative and intuitive. Now when you bring the two brains into one where they're one with, and you stop hiding out in your left brain where you can analyze, get ready, and go to events, rallies, and conventions, and never capitalize. See, knowledge is not power. Applied wisdom creates results, reciprocity, creativity, and innovation is what gives you spirituality. And as a spiritual being, you deserve to feel. You deserve to have people in your circle of influence. You require people that you can collaborate with. You're not a lone entrepreneur. You're delivering value, service, intellectual property, goodness. You're bringing your energy, your DNA, your swag. Your attractor factor to free enterprise. But if you have anxiety about the outcome, tell yourself stories, get overwhelmed, and then use food, drugs, alcohol, compulsive spending, or any other multitude of situations to fulfill your feelings of low self-esteem, then you'll attract your reality, people and situations, to fill those feelings. Success must be embraced. But if you have anxiety about what other people are going to say from you, then you'll hold yourself back. If you're worried about someone thinks of you, and if you ever coach with me, I typically ask you who these people are. When I ask people who these people are you worry about, most people don't really have a face or a name to the people they worry about. meaning they've created a story that's so big they can't get off the launching pad. There is no launching pad. It's not a rocket ship to prosperity. It's not a rocket ship to success. It's a methodical process. It's a one day at a time process, simple discipline mastered emotionally so you can be present. That's the foundation. When you're able to be present and quiet with yourself, when you're able to silence your inner chatter, when you're able to let go of your inner critic, when you let go of the people who don't serve you. Now, what does that even mean? Well, there are going to be people from your past who violated you, taken advantage of you, don't believe in you. And if these people are still in your circle of influence and you still listen to them for advice, well, then you'd have to get clear on who are my mentors. And your bank account and your assets are going to be a sum collection of the people in your circle of influence. You got to be clear on who you're listening to, who you're letting into your emotional space. And if you let passive-aggressive, narcissistic people continue to violate you physically or emotionally, well, it's going to create a neurochemical response in your body where you're overwhelmed, you're in fight or flight, you're in resentment, you're in guilt. You cannot attract your reality, the people that you require to foster change with, in that kind of energy. As you begin to let go, letting go is not physical, letting go is emotional. Letting go is not a how-to proposition. Letting go to is a committed reality. It means you commit really right now to let go of the events and feelings that no longer serve you. This isn't difficult. This is new. This isn't something that can be taught. It must be experienced. When you understand how to let go, you have let go. But you can't explain letting go until you've let go. One of my exceptional clients, C.G. Sidden, says it so well. I am so done with this. I saw C.G. create a declaration in December of 2012 where she began to let go of some of the events that had shaped her identity. Now, this was a brilliant young woman who knew she deserved it. She knew she was capable, but she didn't know that she could do it. That kind of energy kept her in suspended animation where she couldn't let go of control. As she began to have a better understanding of what control is and isn't, when she started to understand that control is not real, control is a story, as she began to let go of her story, a whole different type of person began to show up to her reality. I watched her be mentored by Alexis Romano and Tara Romano in 2011, 12, and 13, and myself. I was part of that equation, and I watched her break through in 2012. She didn't go back to her job in the spring. She didn't go back to her job in the spring of 2013, and two people had a significant impact in her business venture showed up simultaneously. That could be your reality. You are one or two people away from being able to be that person you really could be. You're one or two people away from being able to attract your reality and foster the kind of change required to collaborate. When you start to create more of one of like mind, you're starting to create a mastermind alliance. When you attract people you can collaborate with, there is no conflict. When you let go of a conflict consciousness that keeps you in the ring, having to be right, arguing, overwhelmed, and then exhausting yourself, then you're no longer the mind-body connection to the previous events that created your anger, your resentment, your rage, your overwhelmed feelings. When you let go of people who have wronged you and you keep them in a position that they are right and you let go of yourself being right, then you're no longer that mind-body connection that keeps you overwhelmed. Overwhelmed is the most common state that leads to unorganization, undisciplined behavior, an overwhelmed state where you continually, consistently over-obligate yourself. When you're overwhelmed, you will tend to enable others to fulfill your low self-esteem. When you're overwhelmed, you'll tend to say yes to too many situations because you're too guilty to say no to someone because you might hurt someone's feelings, you might offend someone, you might make a mistake, and most importantly, you might get in trouble. When you let go of these stories, then you're starting to live in a whole different emotional body. And in that type of body, then you can start to master success principles. Success principles are very simple to master, especially when you're systemized, organized, and you start to be attentive to the details. But if you're not detail conscious, then you'll have challenges mastering the moving parts that are required to be and stay successful. Success is an attitude. Success is really about how you feel. Success isn't necessarily about how much money you have created. I have coached and witnessed people who have created money but still had no self-esteem. And until you're good enough, no matter what you do, will ever be good enough. Good enough is not two words that you can look up in Webster's. You won't find it by on Google. You will find it in your heart. Being good enough is when you know it's a K-N-O-W state, not an N-O state. When you're good enough that you don't have to justify, validate, and explain yourself to the passive-aggressive perpetrators who showed up in your past and continue to show up in your present to violate you emotionally. When you're no longer that little kid who got beat up on the playground, when you're no longer that little girl who didn't get picked to be to play tetherball, there's a good one. When you're no longer that student who screwed up in the spelling bee, when you're no longer that shy, quiet kid, when you can step up, when you can step into your body and become that emotional being, that person that you could be right here, right now, when you let go of doing for a result and you start to be the person that you're capable of being, then the results you create have more meaning. And when you let go of the events that shaped your feelings, then you can start to form a different type of belief. That you're going to attract to your reality people who believe what you believe. So when you're uncertain, when you're not sure, when you use language style that says I guess in your communication, when you say kinda and sorta in your sentence structure, when you end your sentences with I don't know like it's a period, and when you continue to tell yourself I don't know why I do what I do, when you tell yourself your childhood was a blur, when you tell yourself that my whole childhood, I don't remember what happened, then that means you've repressed the events. And when you repress events, that's what creates unresolved anger, stuffed feelings that lead to food consumption. If you don't know why you ate the cheesecake, if you don't know why you love food, well, food addictions get fostered typically in a family. Usually there's a food addict in a family that indoctrinates you into being a food addict because that bond with food can create a connectiveness. So if you connect food to being connected, then you'll have challenges letting go of the sugar and yeast that keeps you emotionally addicted. As you begin to understand how important it is to eat clean food, real food, raw food, food that empowers you, food that energizes you, as you start to detox, cleanse, fast, as you start to meditate, levitate, instead of hesitate. When you hesitate, then you have a gap and a delay in your communication style. As you develop the reflexes of a successful business owner, an entrepreneur in free enterprise, as you're able to paint the canvas to be the entrepreneur you know you're capable of being, as you start to empower yourself so you can empower others, as you start to lead by example, then you're the example that people want to follow. But when you start to become that kind of person, then you're no longer the mind-body connection to the person that's overwhelmed. You have to let go of your control of how other people are going to perceive you. What many people do is dumb themselves down, meaning they hold themselves back because of their concern with what someone else is going to say or feel. Well, it's too black and white to say, I don't care what people think of me. But if you care so much about what people think of you, then it's going to hinder your ability to be and stay successful. As you let go of the stories you tell yourself, yes, we tell ourselves so many stories that aren't real. As you begin to filter your stories down, let them go. Understand that a well-planned lie is an excuse. As you let go of the excuses that hinder you, that keep you from moving forward, as you start to live in a much more relaxed emotional body, then you won't live in anxiety. Anxiety is what depletes your immune system, your adrenal system, your lymphatic system. As you start to live in a very relaxed emotional body that says, I am me and I am free, I am here now, is when you begin to converse with people, you don't put pressure on yourself to create a result. The pressure you put on yourself creates a mixed message. People begin to feel your desperation. But as you begin to let go of that kind of anxiety and you come from inspiration, from perspiration, when you perspire in your low back and your temples because you're so inspired about what you're being and who and what you're doing, when you come from that kind of energy, that's a different kind of sweat and a release that comes from your body. That's the inspired energy that says, I am the leader you're looking for. I have products and benefits and services and features of value that you deserve to receive. When I am comfortable with myself, then I am not in a mixed message. You don't have to be successful to convey it. But if you have a story about success that says, I haven't, so I can't. Well, I can't approach. Well, first of all, your objective is not to approach someone. Your objective is to engage someone in small talk, common communication, the ability to connect and communicate. When you're able to have small talk, fact find, and rapport build, then there's no pressure on you or pressure on them. Pressure itself is an illusion. You're not under a pressure cooker. You're not under a spotlight. Once again, these are stories and wives' tales that you've been conditioned to speak into existence that aren't even real. As you let go of being in the spotlight, look above you, there's not a spotlight. And you're not under any pressure. If you look up at the ceiling, it's usually white. There's usually nothing up there. It doesn't say under pressure. Remember that song by Queen, Under Pressure? That doot-doot-doot-doot-doot-doot-doot, that then Vanilla Ice turned it into Ice Ice Baby? Well, that there is no under pressure. You're not under pressure. Pressure is an illusion. Pressure is the left brain's way of keeping you in control of the control that has you out of control. Your left brain serves a purpose to resolve a problem. But if your left brain is taking a picture of an event and created a meaning and created and associates pain with an event, so if you perceive selling to be painful because you feel it's rejection, then your brain will take a picture of the future tense and say, wow, that's dangerous. Don't approach that person. You might get rejected. In reality, what happens is you rob people of your opportunities because of your own low self-esteem. As you let go of that kind of story, then you can learn to engage people in simple communication style. How are you today? Where are you traveling to? Where are you from originally? What do you do for a career? Is that a good career? It's not a good career. I can appreciate that. Have you ever considered owning your own business? See, right there was the reflex you require in free enterprise to be and stay successful. You create openings by the way you engage with people. Closing is contradictory because you're not really closing, even though being a closer can be an identity. Closing really means opening, means you open conversation. You open people to the thought of, the idea of, the possibility of being able to receive a product, a benefit, and a feature, then you have a life-changing experience. As you begin to become the ambassador of change, as you become to embrace free enterprise, as you start to master your emotional skills so you can master the reflex of a business owner in free enterprise, as you master the selling cycle of the product, services, benefits, and features that you are bringing to the free market, as you start to embrace free enterprise and entrepreneurship, then success becomes imminent. Success is there for you. You're going to be successful. You don't know when, so let go of the control. Let go of the pressure you put on yourself to be successful. About 9 out of 10 of the clients I've coached in 19 years set unrealistic, not clearly defined goals. You want to be able to have a short-term goal, a mid-term goal, and a longer-term goal. You want to have clearly defined goals. You want to be able to eventually define your purpose. You want to know who you are in free enterprise and in life. You want to let go of the pressure that is not real. And you want to learn how to perform a very simple, relaxed environment daily. Success isn't so much about what you do. It's who you're being daily. It's who you be and what you do that come together in the law of alignment that form an entrepreneurial identity. When being an entrepreneur is a component of your identity, and you want to be able to separate your business from your life, because in your life, your life isn't your business. You want to be able to separate the two so that you're not in your head all day long about your business. You're not guilty and you're not being productive all day long so that you don't have a life. You have to be able to have a life so you can release and relax. But if you're all the time, that means you're completely out of balance with who you are. And if you're overwhelmed all the time, then you're not creating any profit either. So you want to find the middle ground, the shades of gray. Life is not a black and white world. Life is an experience. And the more that you let go of the anxiety, the responsibility of what hasn't happened, and begin to embrace success, then you'll start to change your dialogue with yourself. The way you communicate with yourself is your self-talk. But if your self-talk isn't conducive to being in action, then you'll be in inaction, like not in action. If you're in If you're not in action, then there's a high probability you're procrastinating. Procrastination leads to an anxiety called guilt. You know what you should do, but you don't do it because you should all over yourself. You know what you're capable of, but you're not sure if you can control what you're capable of. You know you succeed, but you're not sure if you can control it. This is how many people exhaust themselves, getting overwhelmed about situations that have not happened. That's a story. As you're no longer the story that shapes the past events, you can create a new story. The story of who you are today. You can decide who you're capable of being tonight, and you can unequivocally be that person. If there's a place you want to live, then move there, or designate that you're going to move there. Have a clearly defined date of where you're going to live there. If there's a home you want to live, then create the situation, create the space. In the fourth dimension, find that hole in the universe and step through it. It's not a how do I, it's why don't you. How do I is one of the most overrated statements in American culture. It's not how do you, it's why don't you. Why don't you create leads? Why don't you call your leads? Why don't you close the sales? Why don't you attract the teammates that you're capable of? Why don't you become a 6- and 7-figure income earner? It's not how do I, it's why don't you. When your cause is greater than the facts, then you will succeed. When you will let go of your anxiety about success, then you're already succeeding. When you embrace success, you are success. When you are success, you're successful. When you let go of how unsuccessful you were and you start to feel success, now you can create success. You cannot create success until it's felt, until you feel it. It's not something you think about. It's an identity that you embrace. It's a state that you be. But when you let your lack of success rob other people of their success because you're not successful, you're overwhelmed. When you let go of how unsuccessful you've been and you practice a simple discipline today, then you will not attract the questions that you used to get that allowed you to feel disappointed. Someone said to me several times, I've heard this, what do you say when? Well, what do you say when what? What do you say when? What do you say when? When someone says, how much money have you made? Well, first of all, you shouldn't be attracting that statement unless you're telegraphing it. In a very rare instance, that will happen, but seldom if ever will someone ask you that question unless you create it to feel disappointed. When you telegraph your anxiety, you attract your reality, people and situations to fulfill a neurochemical craving you're addicted to, disappointed. When you're worried about what someone's going to ask you, then you well awe unequivocally, synchronistically, synchro-destiny, attract your reality, the questions to fulfill your disappointment. When you know the parking space is in front of the restaurant, and you know unequivocally that that space is there, then they show up more than one places. I went to a restaurant Sunday night by myself, 3 parking spaces right up front, yet the parking lot was full, and a fourth person was pulling out. That always happens to me. When that always happens to me is from your belief rather than your disbelief, then you're attracting to your reality a different kind of person that you can collaborate with. When you can create an altar call, meaning what, at night, in a very relaxed presence, before you go to bed, in any quiet moment, when you're in a very relaxed meditative state, when you start to have a vision of the people that begin to show up, when you know that what you have, the energy that you have, and your attractor factor, when you come from that goodness, when you know that you have something that people deserve, when you know you have a product, benefit, and feature that's going to have a value and has a value proposition, when you know that you have the goods and you're really there to empower people, then you're no longer the mind-body connection to the anxiety that kept you not responding in procrastination. When you're responsible for your results, when you have the ability to be responsible, when you have the ability to respond, then you've developed a different type of success reflex. Success is a reflex that you gravitate into. It's from a very relaxed emotional state in a place called power. When you let go of trying to force yourself, then you won't attract other people and situations to create the counterforce that keeps you overwhelmed. Power stands alone. Power does not require any outside energy. When you are power, power is non-physical. Power is not linear. Power is emotional. When you have emotional, etheric energy, when you come from very clean, clear, white light, when your aura is pink and yellow and people can feel you, when you come from that place of goodness, when you're felt like that, people join you. It's the phenomenon. It's phenomenal. You become the phenom. When people show up, they show up. Well, showing up can be explained but can also be experienced. It's called synchronicity. When there's no separation between you and the result, that's empowering. But when you're not separate from the disempowering situations, so there's two kinds of separation. When you're separate from the events that shaped your addiction, when you separate your feelings from the people who hurt you, who harmed you, who violated you, when you separate yourself from the bullies on the playground, when you separate yourself from failing or flunking out of school, when you separate yourself from the parents who neglected you and abandoned you, when you separate yourself emotionally, then you're no longer the mind-body connection or the neurochemical addiction that creates the same kind of attractor factor or the same kind of person that shows up over and over that fulfills your low self-esteem. But when you're one with God, one with deity, one with source, one with the universe, one with yourself, then there's no separation between you and the outcome, meaning you call the restaurant and there's a table for you. You drive to the restaurant and the parking space is open. Someone in the restaurant comes up to you and says, I don't know what it is about you, but I would like to find out more about what you do. When this happens frequently, when this happens in clusters, when this is who you become, then you become the attractor factor. Then you become a success magnet. You become an ambassador of change. Then you are walking in your power. And when you are in that kind of power, that's when you can pick other people up who are not in their power. That doesn't mean you enable people or you're codependent, but you have innate feelings about a select few people who deserve to have what you know. When you're able to share that kind of wisdom with a select group of people, that becomes your core mastermind alliance, one of more of like mind coming together for a common cause. When you're in that kind of energy, then you become the messenger. That message that you spread of goodwill, of good faith, that kind of energy, that's when people begin to show up because you're no longer anxiety. You're no longer rejected. You're no longer ashamed. You're no longer guilty. You're no longer overwhelmed. All of a sudden, mythically, magically, you become organized. You become a lot more systematic. You stop rebelling against your success. This is a whole chapter in itself of rebellion against success. One of the major contradictions that people contradict themselves is they want to be successful, but they rebel against it. You can't succeed in rebellion. Success isn't inevitable. Success is not guaranteed. Success is earned. It's earned by the sweat equity. It's earned by the skills and habits and mindset you develop. You may be skilled at success, but if you have challenges managing it, monitoring it, monetizing it, then you'll find ways to sabotage it. If you spend a great deal of your time sabotaging yourself, or if you spend time getting overwhelmed, or if you spend a great deal of your time worried about success, then you'll never get around to it. Success is a habit. Success is a mindset. Success is a process. Success can be your identity in a very relaxed emotional state where you're not overwhelmed. You are you, and you are free. As you learn to master your emotions, what does that even mean, to master your emotions? Mastering your emotions means you don't control them. Your objective is not to be in control. Your objective is to let go of control. But many people are scared, they'll use that word. Who would I be without being in control? You'd be a lot more relaxed. You wouldn't be worried. If you have to control the outcome, then you've already failed before you started. Because you can't control the future. There is nothing to control. Control is like pressure. It's an illusion. You want to let go of control. Control typically is the story that keeps you overwhelmed. Control is the story you tell yourself to avoid changing. Success requires a different identity if you've struggled. This is why so many people don't succeed, because success would contradict who you grew up with. Success contradicts a lot of the stories that you tell yourself. Success contradicts your averageness. Success contradicts some of the people that you associate with yourself. So many people hold themselves back so they don't leave the tribe. If they leave the tribe, they might get criticized. They might not make it. And for those of you who have a fear of success, you've failed before you've started because you're already in a failure energy. By saying the word failure, You're actually giving power to it. I fear success. Success is not to be feared. Success is to be mastered. There's a set of skills you master, and the more grounded you are in success, the less likely you are to relapse or revert back to a neurochemical emotional state that kept you disappointed. As you begin to let go of the control that keeps you out of control, you start to have a much more relaxed presence, then you're not overwhelmed, you're not tense, and you're not intense. As you start to have a relaxed intensity, it'll affect your energy, it'll affect your power. When you're not trying to control success, you're not grinding your teeth at night. When you're not worried, you don't toss and turn when you rest. When you don't focus on your debt, you focus on prosperity. See, if you focus on getting out of debt, you're really focusing on getting back to zero. When you focus on results from your innovation, your creativity, this is where you turn your ideas into intellectual property. This is how you write your first book. And congratulations to Dawn Ferrantino, who just wrote her first book. Congratulations to Angelica Atondo, who's also written two books. I just wrote one of my new books called The Anger Factor. A book is a whole collection of your creativity put together in thought form. But if you have anxiety about writing a book because you're not a starter, not a finisher, well, you'll never get around to it. Imagine if you could write a half a page a day. Well, if you could write a half a page a day to your first book, after the end of a year, you'd have almost 200 pages. Now, see, that's breaking it down to its simplest form. If you could create $300 a day in free enterprise, you'd have your first six-figure year, $109,500. When you have a $300 a day habit, that's a success principle. When you start to take complication and overwhelm down to simplicity, and you start to create simple discipline practice one day at a time, when you let go of how fast this has to happen, when you let go of how overwhelmed you are and how this has to happen, when you let go of putting pressure on others and pressure on yourself so you're overwhelmed, when you let go of that, when you relax in your body, you begin to send a different telepathic message that says, I'm coming from love, I'm coming from joy, I'm coming from bliss, I'm coming from awareness, I'm coming from synchronicity, I'm coming from a place called enlightenment. When you bring that kind of energy to the game of free enterprise and the game of life, you'll attract your reality people and situations that you can collaborate with, people you can create random acts of kindness with, people that you can create a culture with, people you can create sales volume with, people you can do events with, people that you can create random acts of kindness. When you come from that place of goodness, that kind of relaxed intensity, and that kind of be state, then a different kind of person shows up. The compounded effect happens in this situation. From 1990 to 1995, I had very little duplication in my free enterprise businesses. In a total of 6 years, I had two people that actually made over six figures one time. I had two people that made six figures one time in my first 6 years in free enterprise. As the situation changed for me in 1996, I was introduced to a gentleman named Frederick Lehrman. He had a very profound impact on me as I started to listen to his audio cassette series called Prosperity Consciousness. I'd never heard the term dialogue with money. Now, I knew that I had a relatively healthy dialogue with money in some aspects and very unhealthy in other aspects. As I began to become not only one with money, but one with myself and one with being able to receive and deserve, and started to understand how the components come together to create the compounded effect, mythically, magically, effortlessly, with very little effort, a different type of energetic being began to show up, and I started to notice it. All of a sudden, my team started to create a little momentum, and I was watching them. I was enrolling 10 to 15 people a month. In my own enterprise, I started to watch two of my teammates started to duplicate and replicate some of that relaxed effort, specifically without me being involved. In 1996, I crossed the bridge from creating a team that was dependent to creating a team that was independent. Now, that means that I still had a hand in the team, but I wasn't heavy-handing the team. I was letting go of the control of the team so the team could flourish rather than struggle. I had held my teams back by making me the center of influence So the team became dependent on me rather than independent of me, and that's what created the compounded effect. My success quadrupled in 1 year because of this, the law of compounding. I had paid enough dues that a different type of person began to show up because I was ready. You only know when you're ready when you're ready. You'll always think you're not ready until you let go of the control of what is required to be ready. When you stop asking controlling questions, then you're not in control. When you start to ask, why do I do questions, and start to develop your why, then you won't have to know all the details before you start. When you learn to trust yourself and trust your feelings and trust others, then you're not going to attract the same kind of people you couldn't trust. If you have trust issues, then you can't attract people who you do trust. Until you let go of who violated you and who hurt you, then you'll have challenges trusting. Trust isn't only earned. Trust is a decision and a commitment, meaning that you trust your feelings, you trust your word, you follow through. But if you're an addicted starter and not a finisher, then that's a situation learn to address tonight before you go to bed. To my reality, I am changing my energetic vibrations about being overwhelmed. To my reality, I am now the leader that people are looking for. There's no pressure on me to perform. I am a performer. When you start to let go of your anxiety about the stories you tell yourself, then you can actually operate in a whole different kind of emotional body, the kind of body that is a very high attractor factor, the kind of body that people say, wow, I don't know what it is about you, but you're really relaxed. When you're as cool as the other side of the pillow, when it's jam, jelly, don't shake, when you have that kind of relaxed presence that people want to be around you, when you have a very calm, cool, quiet swag that is not from arrogance or egotism, when you're coming from goodness and power and wanting to empower other people, then the very people you seek to attract begin to show up. But when your self-talk says, I can't attract a business builder. What is a business builder? I mean, when you keep saying these things, I can't attract anyone who can build a business, then you get to be right, because you're speaking into existence the very situation you seek to avoid that keeps you disappointed. When you change your words, you'll change your law. Words do not return void. When you become aware of the words you use in your sentence structure, then you won't be saying words like kinda, sorta, I guess, I don't know, I'm not sure. When you learn to let go of those words and you speak a more empowered language, you'll attract your reality. People are already in power. When you stop telling yourself stories about people who are already prosperous, many people won't engage someone who's prosperous because they have anxiety about approaching them. Take the word approach out of your equation and start to engage people. You engage them by asking questions about an outcome you seek. You engage people by asking a series of questions in a process, in a sequence. You engage people by small talk, warmth, fact-finding, rapport building. You engage people in simple communication because you're an ambassador of change and you're enjoying life. When you're no longer the anxious, overwhelmed, emotionally addicted being who finds himself at rock bottom more than one time, when you continue to attract people that you enable who disappoint you, when you let go of your codependent tendencies and start to become independent of the past events that shaped your feelings, then you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shaped your identity. When you are you and you are free, you'll attract your reality, people, and situations that will be great teammates, great friends, people that you can collaborate in multiple projects, multiple businesses with. When you start to create that kind of camaraderie, that kind of tribe, that kind of culture, that's a culture that flourishes, not struggles. You want to attract a whole culture that's prosperous. Now, not everyone's going to make it, but when you start to focus on what's really important, when you begin to teach the skills, when you would live the skills, when you also teach balance and how important that is, when you let people know that their business is not the most important factor in their life, it's one of the most important factors in their life, and they let go of the pressure that they put on themselves to succeed fast, and they can relax into a relaxed body. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I am the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. My website is www.goldenmastermind.com. In the next month, I'll be releasing details on my forthcoming live prospecting clinic that will be on Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This call is officially recorded. It will be available for playback on Podomatic.com tomorrow, and by 9 o'clock Pacific, 12 Eastern Standard Time, this call will be posted and available for download and playback. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I am the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Have a great evening, everyone. I look forward to some of the guests I'll be having on my call in the very near future. Thank you, everyone, for showing up tonight. Good night.